January 25th, 2010, this is Electrified Mocha Chinchilla with Unnews. New Orleans, Louisiana. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Brett Favre committed harakiri today as tens of thousands of Vikings fans cheered him on. Standing at midfield of the once-flooded New Orleans Superdome, Favre, dressed in traditional seppuku clothing, disemboweled himself quickly and honorably. He then began to speak.
The same free guy.
Favre, his stomach and guts spewing out onto the field, marched up and down from end zone to end zone, lamenting his performance. Some onlookers were shocked that the 40-year-old Favre continued to walk and lament as his liver, gallbladder, and large intestines plopped soggily onto the ground and trailed behind him, staining the artificial turf ruby red and frog green.
"Brett Favre, I was played through the pain, man,"
said Vikings running back the coward Adrian Peterson, who declined to join Favre in his final farewell.
"He was hot as nails. Brett started 3-8 games in a row, so I'm not surprised it took him 15 hours to die from his self-inflicted wounds."
During that time, Favre, still wailing and apologizing to all who would listen, was hustled aboard the Vikings' private jet, flown to Minnesota, and escorted to Lake Superior for his Viking funeral. Standing in the bow of the boat, Favre continued to speak of his transgressions and the shame that he had brought upon the state of Minnesota and to his teammates. Quote, "My soul now goes to its maker," end quote, Favre said, explaining the process of the afterlife to fans on the shore. Quote, "Who in his divine wisdom and glory will certainly bring me the peace of mind that I would never again have found on this earth," end quote. Then, set afire, the NFL Iron Man's still animated corpse continued to expound on the error of its ways and how much it regretted the last-minute pass attempt. Fans applauded the corpse's courage and stamina, told it that they regretted that a comet had just killed its dog, forgave for the stupid last-minute pass play, and wondered if this would be the retirement to bet on. As the flaming funeral boat was set sail on the calm waters of Lake Superior, the crowd began glancing at, pointing towards, and murmuring about Adrian Peterson, who beat a hasty retreat, accidentally dropping his cup of coffee, sunglasses, and a few other things he was holding in his hands as he left.